to Psalm, the 56th chapter, the 56th Psalm, the New King James Version is what I'll be reading, but it's the 56th Psalm. Amen. How many, over the course of this past year, have at one time or another been a little fearful, been a little afraid? Amen. Been a little. That's natural. Amen. That's a natural feeling when things that we have experienced over the past year or so, and you know, certain things, fear, being afraid, is a feeling that we experience from time to time. And I guess that, you know, the big thing is to, as believers, is to understand that it's natural to be fearful, it's natural to be afraid, but we can't let our fear paralyze us. Amen? We can't be overcome with fear. Because then, you know, we get to a place where we cannot be productive, and we must understand that even in the worst of times, God is on our side. Amen. So although we are fearful sometimes, although fear messes with us and challenges us sometimes, we must know that no matter what comes or what goes, God is on our side. Amen. And because God is on our side, and the fact that God is on our side, we don't have to be overcome by fear. We don't have to be defeated by fear. We can address fear for what it is, amen, and then take the steps we need to take to deal with fear, and that is to trust our God. Amen. So in the 56th Psalm, we come across David, it's basically for him, it's a prayer for relief from his tormentors. Amen. And maybe you have never had people chasing you or people running you down like David did, but you still at some point in your life need relief from your tormentors. Amen. The enemy torments you with different things that you struggle with, keeps on hitting you in that place. You ever notice he doesn't really mess with you in the places you're pretty strong in? Don't you want to just hit me there sometime? Let me show you how strong I am. Why you always got to hit me in the same place all the time, right? Hit me in this area, I'll stand right up to you and I'll put you in your place. But no, he wants to torment us. He really does. He wants to torment us. Because, you know, in his, you know, as long as he has us in that state, we're not effective. As long as he has us in that state, we're not living that life of victory that we sing about. As long as he has us in that state, we're not going to be encouraging anybody else. We're not going to be helping anybody else. We're not going to be that disciple that God has called us to be. We're going to be all caught up in me, myself, and I am in torment, struggling with my sin. So, like I said, you may have never experienced being chased by many people, but all of us are chased by the things that we struggle with. Remember, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Every one of us, and it's in different areas of our life, he's stealing, killing, destroying. He wants you to be of no use. He wants you to be paralyzed in your fear. He constantly challenges you through fear and doubt. Am I talking to anybody? Constantly challenges you through fear and doubt. You don't really believe that, do you? You don't really believe that. I mean, he challenges you, doesn't he? Amen. So when we look at David's prayer in the 56th Psalm, he says, "Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up." He says, "Fighting all day, he oppresses me." And that's what fear does. That's what the enemy wants to do to us. Not only does he want to torment us, he wants to oppress us. "My enemies would hound me all day. For there are many who fight against me, O Most High." Whenever, listen to what David says in the third verse. And this, if you don't take anything else from what you hear today, remember this third verse. He says, "Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you." Whenever I am afraid, we're all going to experience fear. We're all going to experience times when we are scared, we are afraid. But all of us that trust in God must, in these times, do exactly that. "Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. And not only will I trust in you," he says, "in God I will praise his word. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me?" And you know, even though we are afraid sometimes, even though we are sometimes overcome with fear, when we start to put our trust in God and we start to praise God for who he is in our lives, we come to the conclusion, what can this world do to me? What can man do to me? What can this do to me when I have the Lord on my side? Amen? And that's what takes you out of being paralyzed by fear. Otherwise, if you don't do that, if you just you're experiencing fear, you're afraid and you don't trust in God and you don't then you start to get all caught up in the fear and you don't even want to get out of bed. You don't even want to move. You don't want to talk to nobody. You don't want to see nobody. You don't want to do nothing. You just want to almost curl up on the, you know, and hope that it goes away. Have you ever been there? Glory to God. So he says, "Whenever I'm afraid," he didn't say he was never afraid. He says, "There's times when I'm afraid. When I'm afraid, I'm going to trust in you. Not only am I going to trust in you, I'm going to praise you. And then I will not fear, because what can flesh do to me?" He says, "All day they twist my words." These people. "All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together, they hide, they mark my steps when they lie in wait for my life." And now listen, he's talking about people that are doing this, but the enemy does that to us. All day, he wants to twist your words. He wants to, you know, confuse your thoughts. He lies in wait. He's looking for the right time. Amen. "Shall they escape by iniquity in anger? Cast down the peoples, O God. You number my wanderings. You put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? When I cry out to you, Lord, then my enemies will turn back. This I know." Why? Because God is for me. How many times you got to remind yourself that God is for you? And especially when you're being tormented, especially when you're going through, you need to remind yourself, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it feels like, God is for me. He's on my side. "In God, I will praise his word." In the Lord, I will praise his word. And you know, he gives you that to, you know, when you praise God, the devil has to leave you alone for a while. Amen? Matter of fact, when you praise God, he almost has to look at it like, okay, I'll be back later. I can't mess with you right now because you're giving God the praise. You're talking about your God because he knows who God is. He's been there. He knows. He can't mess with that. So when you start to trust God and praise God, he's got to leave you alone for a while. He'll be back. He will be back. But he can't mess with you when you start doing that. So not only trust God, but even in your fear, even in the things that you, whatever feeling or whatever it is that you're experiencing, not only trust God, but find a way to give him thanks in the midst of it. It may be a hard situation. You may not be feeling well. It may be whatever it is might be. I mean, you're going through it. But even while you're going through it, find some strength to say, you know what? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am not in a good place right now, but Lord, you've been good to me. Thank you, Jesus. Things have happened. I've lost loved ones, but thank you, Jesus. Lord, I have pain going all through my body. I'm hurting right now, Lord, but you know what? You've been good to me. Thank you, Jesus. Find a way to muster up some thanks. Why? Because he's a great God and he's on your side. You are not going through it alone. So in the 11th verse, he says, in God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you, for you have delivered my soul from death. Have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Amen. And I think, who was I? I think it was Camille just now that was talking about, you know, at the end of the day, if he don't do nothing else for me, if from this point on he don't do nothing else for me, he's already done enough. He saved my soul. He delivered me. Thank God for the blood. Amen. So you might say, well, I don't have nothing to be thankful for. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Always. Thank you, Jesus. And remember what he says? He says, in all things, what? Give thanks. And you know, sometimes that's hard for us to understand because you want me to give thanks right now? I just lost a loved one. Really? You want me to give thanks? He says, in all things. Not for all things. He doesn't expect you to be thankful when you're hurt. He doesn't expect, but he in it. Why? Because no matter what it is that you're going through, no matter what it is that you face, I'm right here with you, pulling you through and holding you up when you can't hold yourself up. I'm the one who's taking you through. You in it, you can still give me thanks. Amen? In all things, give thanks. You know, in 1918, they had the influenza pandemic, and there was it's often called the Spanish flu, and there was a reservation at that time, the Pine Ridge Reservation, that was hit extremely hard by this flu at the time. They said that at the time, you were almost three times as likely to die from the flu if you were from this reservation. So this particular reservation had got hit really hard during this pandemic. Now, I don't know, I think, has anybody ever been through a pandemic before this one? I don't think any of us are old enough to have gone through the, amen? So, but what we've come across in the past few months to a year, this pandemic has been unprecedented. That's the word that you hear all the time. It's been unprecedented. Nothing we've ever gone through before. This thing has turned our lives upside down. Amen? It's got everyone's attention. It has changed the way we live. It has changed the way we go about our everyday life. None of us at the beginning of 2020 could have imagined what was coming our way. Amen? I mean, in January, no one could have imagined what 2020 was going to bring our way. And by the way, Happy New Year. Amen, because it's 2021 now. But none of us know what this year is going to bring, right? So, if nothing else, what we've gone through should have helped us get our priorities back in order. If nothing else. Because sometimes we get, you know, we just get going through our everyday thing, and, you know, days are going by, months are going by, and we're just doing our thing. But when something like this happens and everything halts and everything gets, not, you know, almost, it's almost like God has your attention now. Amen. And he says to you, when you are putting all your effort into your job and all your effort into, you know, making as much money as you can, and you're putting all your, he sometimes has to say, hey, what about me? Because that can go away. Amen. So if nothing else, he should have gotten our attention. And this is, you know, and the thing that's so wonderful about it is, even in a time like this where, I mean, like Sister Paulette was saying, people are dying by the hundreds and thousands. Amen? But God is on your side. He's on your side. He's right. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. These are the times when we need to stand on his word, because we got nothing else to trust in. Amen? You can't trust in your job. You can't trust in your health. You can't trust in the government. You can't trust in anything. You need to trust the only sure foundation you have, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen? In this time of uncertainty, we need certainty. We need certainty. When we look to God's word, we find just that, don't we? He's not wishy-washy. He tells us how it is. And one of the things that David said in the ninth verse, he says, this I know, God is for me. Amen? Remember how I always say, you know, for me, I always think about, it's not, this thing is not how it, you know, you don't walk this race by how you feel, by how you got to do it by what you know. Amen? Because sometimes it's not going to look like things are going your way. Sometimes it's not going to feel like things are going your way. Sometimes it's going to be like, I don't know if things are ever going to change. All that stuff messes with your mind, but you have to know. There's some things you have to know. You have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is on my side. He's on my side. He is for us. With all the infinity of his being, with all the omnipotence of his love, with all the infallibility of his wisdom, with all his divine attributes, he, the Lord our God, is for us. Eternally and immutably for us, morning, noon, and night, he's for us. And you got to make it personal. He's for me. God is for me. Because sometimes we think God is for everybody else, but not me. Even though he saved you of your sin, he saved you, he forgave you, he gave you mercy, he gave you grace, he's blessed you throughout the years, he's done this, he's done that. Sometimes we feel, because the enemy steals, kills, destroys, sometimes we feel that God is for everybody else but me. No, God is for me. Bless his name. Not only know that God is for you, but find a way to give him thanks. Find a way to give him praise. Bless his name. Why? Because God is for you. Regardless of how dark the day is, regardless of how difficult the hour, how distressing the time, God is for us. Listen, I was going to preach a message about a new season. I was going to preach a message about what we're going to do in a new year. You know, that's where my mind was when I first started going to. But then I just, you know, the Lord took me back to just let them know that God, I am for you. I am for you. In verse 3, the psalmist says, you know, did you ever notice in some of the most simplest instructions are the most powerful? That's not a mistake. God didn't want to make it hard for us. He didn't want to make it difficult. It's simple. Amen? Like Fred was talking about, what did Mary tell? Whatever he says, do it. How simple is that? Mary, what are we going to do? I don't know. Whatever Jesus says, do it. Let's just start there. All right? He'll figure it out. Just whatever he says, do it. It doesn't get any simpler than that. Amen? And David says to us in the third verse here, he says, whenever I am afraid, and we can all relate to that, whenever I am afraid, there are situations, there are circumstances in our life that will cause us to be fearful. It's, you know, don't think you're not saved anymore if you get scared. It's natural. We are not an exception. We will deal and experience fear. There are times when the circumstances of life cause us to be afraid. And as much as we preach to you to not worry and don't be anxious, we do exactly that from time to time. Amen? We are concerned. David was in a situation where he was concerned for his life. He was afraid. He talked about, "Be merciful to me, O God, for the man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me." There were those who were persecuting and attacking him daily. His foes were many. He says, all day they twist my words. They say I'm saying this, and they make it to be something else. Their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together. They hide. They mark my steps. They lie in wait for me. All his enemies could think about was hurting him. They joined together like a pack of wolves looking for any and every opportunity to destroy him. That's exactly what the enemy does to us. You may not have a pack of people chasing you, but the enemy is just lying in wait. He's trying to find a way to attack you in a place. He's trying to destroy you. Amen? It can be very stressful and disturbing. He talked about the adversity that he felt with the attacks, the fear that it caused. He admitted to being afraid. Adversity can come in various and diverse ways and can overwhelm us with emotions such as fear and panic, despair, despondency, depression, and anxiousness. Anybody ever deal with panic attacks sometimes? Amen. I have. It's not fun. Amen. It's very stressful. It's very fearful. It makes you think things are going on that aren't going on. It makes you think of the worst in the situation. But you've heard my testimony many times. I told you that after my dad died, how I had to deal with, I always, for years, I thought I was having heart attacks. I thought, and they were basically panic attacks, and to the point where they were so real, you couldn't tell me that I wasn't having a heart attack. But every time I went, the tests would always come back negative. But yet I was feeling all the things that they say come with that situation. And finally, I had to get to the point in my life where I said, God, I'm not going to do this anymore. I can't live this way anymore. I can't live in fear anymore. I'm on your side. You saved me. You love me. You want what's best for me. I had to get to the point in my life where I said, you know what? If I am, I am. If I die, I die. Whatever the case may be, Lord, it's in your hands. I'm not going to worry about it anymore. I'm going to put my trust in you. It took me a while to get to that place. But thank God I don't suffer with that anymore. Amen. And it's not that the pains haven't come from time to time, but now I just say, Lord, it's in your hands. It's in your hands. But I had to get to that point. We all suffer with fear, panic, despair, despondency, depression, and anxiousness. Amen? Things happen in our lives that cause us to be fearful. Sometimes we go to the doctors and we don't get good news. Amen? We don't get on Facebook and start, hey, I got bad news at the doctor today. Praise the Lord. No. We begin to be fearful. Does this mean I'm going to die? Does this mean this? Or does this, you know, that's what happens many times in our lives. Sometimes it can jar your very foundation. It can leave you reeling. All of us struggle with fear. What's been happening in this past year has brought a lot of fear. Who's going to catch the virus? Who's next? Could it be me? Could it be my children? Could it be my grandchildren? Could it be my friends? Could it be my loved ones? Who's going to get it next? Right? We're afraid to go out. We're afraid to go anywhere. We're afraid to talk to anybody. Fear, fear. What is our answer to all this fear? Our answer has to be very simple, like David's. Lord, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. And not only will I trust in you, I'm going to take the time to say to you that in the midst of my fear, in the midst of everything I'm going through right now, in the midst of everything I'm experiencing, Lord, I want to say thank you because you've been good to me. You've been good to me, Lord. Amen. And I say it all the time. God enjoys when we hold him to his word. I just feel like God sometimes is saying to us, try me. See, won't I do exactly what I told you I would do? I just believe he wants, say, Lord, you said, Lord, that you would never leave me nor forsake me. I'm feeling all alone in this situation right now. And trust me when I tell you, he will prove to you, no, you're not all. I'm right here with you. If nobody calls you, I'm here. If nobody checks on you, I'm here. If nobody understands what you're going through, I'm here with you. You are not in this thing alone. Amen? He didn't say, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you for a few months or a year. He said, even till the end of the world, I'm here with you to the end. I'm going all the way with you. That's what he says. So when you're afraid, when you are having that panic attack, when you are fearful, when life has got you in a place where you're, just say, Lord, breathe, and just say, Lord, I trust in you. I trust in you. I don't know if you've ever done thank God, back when I was younger, but we did these things through this job I had. We had to go on this team building thing, and we did trust falls, and we did things like that. And it really gives you a good vision of what it's like. You know, we had to climb up this ladder about, 7-8 steps, and there's a group of people at the bottom, and you just had to let go of the ladder and just fall back. And there was people that wouldn't do it, Al. But that's what you had to do, right? They didn't make you, but that's what was the thing. And you just fell back, and they caught. You know, but that takes a lot to, you know what I mean? And that's what it's like, just fall back. And trust me, I know it's hard to trust people that are out, but you can trust God. He's got you. How do I know he's got you? Because I've heard you testify. Amen. I've heard you testify, every one of you. I know he's got you. I know he's got me. I will trust in the Lord. In that faith that we have in the fact that God is for us, that's what gives us strength to get on up. It gives us strength to get out of bed. It gives us strength to get dressed and showered and face the day. It gives us strength in the midst of everything that's going on to do our jobs, to take care of the people we have to take care of, to take care of ourselves, to do what we got to do. That's the strength we have because we have a faith. We have a faith. We sing about it every Sunday. We talk about it every Sunday. We have a faith in our God. In our God. What is our answer? In the Lord will I trust. We must trust in God. When we do so, we put ourselves into his hands. And we can say with confidence, this I know, God is for me. When's the pandemic gonna end? I don't know. What's coming next? I don't know. Is it gonna get any better? I don't know. But this, I know. I know this. If I don't know nothing else, I know this. God is for us. God is for us. He put your tears into a bottle. He puts you in the book. God is for you. He's watching over the days of your life. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He keeps his promises. I want to read something to you. There was a, and I'm almost done. There was a book that came out years ago. Said the title of the book was The Day America Told the Truth. Listen to this. The book described that 91% of those surveyed lie routinely about matters they consider trivial. 91% lie routinely, which means often, about matters they consider trivial. 36% lie about important matters. 86% lie regularly to parents. We all know that's the truth. 75% lie to their friends, 73% lie to siblings, and 69% lie to spouses about different things. So what does this tell us? A lot of people lying. Amen? But guess what? God never lies. Never lies. Amen? So what do we... Stop putting your faith in people and put your faith in God. Amen? Because people are just trying to get by just like you. But God is a God that doesn't lie. He cannot lie. In times like this, we need a Savior. We need an anchor. Amen? We need a sure foundation. You need to be anchored. In turbulent times, when, you know, if you ever been on the water and the water starts getting rough, you need to have some stability, or that thing can take you. So now, at a time like this, we need an anchor. We need a very sure foundation. Our anchor needs to hold on to and grip the solid rock, and that solid rock is Jesus. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the one that we need to look to. Jesus is the only one. Stop looking to the left and looking to the right and keep your eyes focused on Jesus, our Savior, our rock, our sure foundation. We need a Savior that we can trust. We need to put out all of our faith in God and in His Word. And when we do that, it strengthens us in the midst of fear. When you are afraid, trust in the Lord your God. And in closing, I have a question for all of us today. If God be for you, who can be against you? What can be against you? If God be for you, who can be against you? We have the victory in Jesus Christ our Lord. And you need to make that personal. I have the victory in Jesus Christ my Lord. And if you got to keep saying it to yourself until you believe it, just keep saying, I have the victory in Jesus Christ my Lord. When fear comes to you during the day, when panic attacks come to you during the day, start talking. Say, I have the victory in Jesus Christ my Lord. I put my trust in Him because He is for me. This I know. And if God be for me, can't nobody do anything to me because God is on my side. Glory to God. Let us stand.